This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Authorities in Afghanistan on Saturday enforced an indefinite nighttime curfew across most of the country as government forces struggled to curb Taliban advances. A spokesperson for the Afghan Interior Ministry told VOA that all provinces have been placed under the 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. curfew, with the exception of Kabul, Nangarhar, and Panjshir provinces. The Islamist insurgent group has made rapid battlefield gains in recent weeks, bringing it close to the capital cities of all 34 Afghan provinces and the nation's capital, Kabul. The Taliban unleashed a widespread offensive in early May when the United States and NATO allies began pulling their last remaining troops out of Afghanistan. Since then, the insurgents have overrun more than half of roughly 420 Afghan districts, without a fight in many cases. French anti-riot police fired tear gas Saturday as clashes broke out during protests in central Paris against COVID-19 curbs and vaccination. Television pictures showed police trying to push back demonstrators near the capital's Saint-Lazare railway station after the protesters had pushed over a police motorcycle carrying several officers. At another protest called by far-right politicians in western Paris, demonstrators opposed to antivirus measures carried banners reading, "Stop the dictatorship." Across France, protests were also held in Marseille, Montpellier, Nantes, and Toulouse. French lawmakers are due to vote this weekend on a bill drafted by the government aimed at setting up a health pass and mandatory vaccination for health workers. Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The former head of the Guatemalan Special Prosecutor's Office Against Impunity, Juan Francisco Sandoval, left the country early Saturday morning, according to the country's human rights ombudsman. The ombudsman, Jordan Rodas, told the Reuters news agency he left in the early hours of Saturday. The decision was made to safeguard his life. Guatemala's attorney general removed the internationally known graft prosecutor from his post Friday as head of the anti-corruption unit, prompting U.S. criticism that the move was a setback to the rule of law. The unit was originally created to tackle investigations spearheaded by the U.N.-backed International Commission Against Impunity in Guatemala, which was ousted from the country in 2019. Thousands of Hungarians marched through Budapest for LGBTQ pride and to protest against a new law by Viktor Orban's government critics say targets the community. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Hungary's nationalist Prime Minister Viktor Orban, in power since 2010, has introduced social policies that he says aim to safeguard traditional Christian values from Western liberalism. Organizers said in a statement the rally was against power-hungry politicians who used laws to make members of the LGBTQ community, quote, outcasts in their own country. Orban's law, which came into force this month, has stoked tensions with the European Union, which has launched legal action against the government. The Fidesz Christian Democrat government, which faces a tough election next year, says LGBTQ rights are matters for national governments to decide. It says the law aims to protect children.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Thousands of demonstrators took to the streets in Sydney and around Australia to protest lockdown restrictions amid another surge in COVID cases. AP's Karen Chalmers has details.
The unmasked protesters chanted as they marched carrying signs calling for freedom and the truce. Police made several arrests after crowds broke through barriers and threw plastic bottles and plants. The protest comes as COVID-19 case numbers in the state are rising rapidly with over 150 new infections in 24 hours. The Health Minister of New South Wales State, Brad Hazard, says the lockdown is necessary.
What it's telling us is we have a continuing and growing problem.
Greater Sydney has been locked down for the past 4 weeks, with residents only able to leave home with a reasonable excuse. New South Wales Police said it recognised and supported the rights of free speech and peaceful assembly, but the protest was a breach of public health orders. I'm Karen Chamas.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.